for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
And now a star is born. On January 19th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Janis Joplin.
What a crybaby.
Nah, just a little piece of my heart.
Janis Joplin, a star is born.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. At 6.
I'm Jill Nato. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:06 on your Tuesday.
Zombie apocalypse just got creepier.
Good people, they always die.
I can imagine how painful this must be for you.
They're coming!
I know you know where they are, so...
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
You see that?
Came in the room blazing. And didn't stop until they were pretty sure everybody was dead. Talking about a massacre.
The Walkin' Dead. Coming soon to AMC.
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Let me think. What's today?
It's National Popcorn Day.
Popcorn?
Popcorn?
Popcorn!
Popcorn.
It's a national treasure. Popcorn.
It's a day to celebrate all things popcorn.
I smell popcorn.
I made popcorn.
I desire popcorn.
I love popcorn.
It's only popcorn.
Blasphemer!
It's showtime.
Yeah, welcome to National Popcorn Day, among many other things. On News Talk 93.1 FM. A rocket scientist feature is coming up, and we're going to acknowledge somebody that everybody knows, but for a very unusual reason. That's called a tease.
Oh, I bet it. I bet I know who it is.
But right now, what everybody wants to find out is why...
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, it's cold this morning, but it's probably the last sub-freezing morning in, gosh, maybe 8 days. Maybe more. I don't know. Prattville right now, 28, and Troy is at 28. Alexander City, 27. A warmer day today. We made it up to 59 yesterday. Boy, you said that wind, though. The wind was...
That was the strongest wind I've ever pedaled into. I mean, since I started this a few months back.
Yeah. It was a little windier than we thought. But today, a good bit of sun, high around 64. Do we like mid-60s in January? We sure do. Overnight tonight, a weak front drifts through. I suppose there could be an isolated shower in the wee hours of the morning, but the chances are small, low 45. Tomorrow, more sun, low 60s. And then things start to go south after that. Showers likely Thursday night into Friday. No severe weather. We'll be in the low 60s on Thursday and Friday. Looks like Saturday's a dry day. Right now this morning, clear skies. 30 is the temperature at 610.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So have you ever, got up in the middle of the night, you head in towards the bathroom, and all of a sudden, splash. Oh, no. Whether it's the toilet that overflowed or maybe a leak, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And not just in the bathroom. I mean, how about walking out to the kitchen for a glass of water and finding there's water on the floor? Yeah, plumbing is always picking a bad time to be a problem. That's why Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. In fact, I love the way they handle business so professionally. They give you an idea of when they're going to be out there. For instance, they may say right after lunch, and then they pick up the phone and tell you. They call you and say, we're on our way. Then they assess the problem and give you upfront pricing. This is what it's going to cost. So no surprises at the end. And by the way, they're taking extra special precautions during this uncertain time, of course, to make sure that their employees are healthy and they're wearing a mask and I've got the gloves on as well. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666 is their phone number. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them, 264-9666. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I mentioned it'll be a name that you've probably heard of, Bill Gates.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, there was a thing going around the internet last week about China buying tons of farmland in the heartland, you know, like Oklahoma, place like that. Mm-hmm. But the guy that is becoming the biggest owner of farmland in America is Bill Gates. Let's learn more.
Is the place for me. No computer hardware for me. I'm living like a farmer now. Where's the USB plug on this cow?
No more computers and laptops. We're out here harvesting the crops and cleaning out the chicken coops. Got so much money we don't know what to do.
The Geeks.
Race.
A nerd. No one knows our plan.
For all this farmland.
Gates Acres, we are there.
It's not like you picked up a couple of acres. 242,000 acres of farmland.
Now, because he wants to keep them farmland? In other words, he doesn't want...
You've probably seen how many people are concerned about him and his vaccine.
Yeah.
And how those can lead to tracking chips and all that kind of crap.
Right.
So I don't know if I want any corn on the cob from his farm. Who knows what's in those kernels. But that is a news story at 6:13, and we have William B. as our first caller of the morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm making it now. I just wanted to thank you for that dose of Janis Joplin this morning. That was great. got me going a little bit.
I'm glad you liked it. It's her birthday today, and I thought, you know what? I'll play something here for a reason. So I did.
That was great. I love that. I love Janet. But I wanted to offer my condolences to you and your hair.
Oh.
On the tragic loss of your hair dryer.
Thank you. I did memorialize it on Facebook today.
I reacted to it as well.
You did?
I didn't say anything, but I reacted to it, yes. Rich, see?
I got to see what Rich said.
No, I didn't. I just...
You didn't put a laughter here, did you?
No. This is a regular like. Regular like. I liked...
Oh, regular... Oh, there you are.
Yeah. So... Hey, I see your space station flyover post got a lot of got a lot of reaction too.
We had a really busy 5 o'clock hour yesterday. Look at those two handsome weenies! Oh, nice reaction!
Yeah, I saw your boys on there this morning too. Yeah, that's handsome fellers.
They sure are, just like their dad.
Yes.
How are Faith and Hope?
They're doing great. Just spoiled rotten. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, the funniest thing about William B., this guy, he's a man's man, and when we first were introduced, he had a quite an edge to him.
Yeah.
But as we got to know him better, we found out he's got two little foofuses.
I love their names.
Yeah. They're just gorgeous dogs, and he babies them like I baby my, you baby
well,
yours.
Gosh.
You know. So we know this man has a big heart.
How many park walks?
What's that?
I was asking Chase, how many park walks did we have yesterday?
Two.
Yeah. Pampered.
Faith and Hope were actually a gift to my wife, but, you know, they're kind of my babies.
They're daddy's girls. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we
all right. Well, I just wanted... Yeah, man.
And the condolences. Thank you very much. I also invited other people to pay tribute to appliances that lasted a good long time. You take care, William, buddy.
You too, man. See ya.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Please clap.
Jay's got that encyclopedia right there.
Wow.
Looks like it. That's really unique.
You got to hear this little Frenchie. Frenchie.
That's hilarious. Where do you get those? Where do you find those?
I think I got that one from my friend Marianne. I have like Cheshire Cat and Kathy Hegwood, I believe is her name, sends me a lot of good animal
hilarious.
Videos.
Hilarious.
Trying to start the day off with a smile because as the day gets on, it's... We're going to be in happy...
These are awful.
Aren't they? I don't know who's in charge of that now, but those do suck.
We're looking at possible conundrums, folks. We're 2 hours ahead of you now.
One other thing I'm posting this morning, and we'll get into a little bit later. Yes. Male actors who basically play the same guy in every movie.
Well.
And there's some obvious choices there.
Yeah. And then there are some B actors, support actors, that always play the bad guy, right?
True.
They're stereotyped.
I mean, Walken is one of those.
Well, I just
mentioned The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
But Hugh Grant, Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, who plays an overgrown man baby in every single movie.
I cannot watch Will Ferrell's movies. I just can't.
Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of there with you.
That's what turned me away from Elf. Some people revere Elf. I just can't.
Yeah, I know.
I can't handle it. Talladega Nights.
Elf is... Good. Well, you know, we've known people that can't get enough of it, and that's what's true about the movie, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 18 minutes after 6. This portion of the program brought to you by Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that restores choices to lives that have been impacted negatively. Many of them are wounded heroes returning from the battlefield, facing long-term recoveries or lifelong adjustments. People who, like our beloved Dr. Sam, got... whacked by a reckless driver.
Oh my gosh.
And had that life-changing moment. Fortunately, Dr. Sam, while he was hurt, he's going to be able to be okay without too much assistance, but sometimes people aren't that lucky. Gulf States Mobility does everything possible to make sure the person can recover at home and recover safely. Depending on the type of injury, they remove or mitigate risk to whatever extent they possibly can, make sure the home is safely accessible, and doing everything possible to eliminate the risk of further injury. And then to restore choices, even to the point now where people who were at one time told they could never drive again now can, thanks to digital voice command technologies they install right there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But, man, they are a game changer for people who do. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. 620, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. Two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendari Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cinnamon roll. I could be happy with a hot cup of joe and a cinnamon roll. The cinnamon and frosting is what I crave. I like to warm it up in the microwave, my cinnamon roll. The DJ relaxes, the fatter he gets. Who needs the donuts when he can get a big cinnamon roll?
Nice parody of Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl with Cinnamon Roll. And that's kind of a great lead-in for our topic on TV today. Foods that are likely to put you in a good mood or a bad mood.
Now, I'm not sure I understand. You mean mentally or make you feel bad later? I mean, make you feel good or bad later.
I'm going to offer insights on
okay.
that.
All right. Good.
Who did this?
We don't get a countdown anymore, do we?
No. We are just waiting for the first words.
All until right. they...
Can we... Maybe we could send them a note?
Yeah. And we need to...
Because I don't want to pop them on
back. Well, it's no secret that many of our favorite foods are not very healthy, but they can also put you in a bad mood. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. You guys have some great food every morning, so you guys should be able to give us a lot of answers for this survey.
Oh, I was told not to make breakfast today because
being a good boy,
he would have been in a bad mood if he had felt guilty. And I think that's the big
it's
thing.
It's the guilt, yeah, yeah.
A lot of these foods that are on the bad mood list, we enjoy them, but then we feel guilty for having
donuts.
Eaten.
I call them do nuts because, I do feel really guilty.
I disagree with this because usually those on the bad list, uh-huh. I eat those because I'm in a bad mood. They don't put me in a bad mood.
Well,
coworkers put me in a bad mood.
All right. Well, I take the hint, Ryan. Thanks.
But no, usually those are your comfort food. You're like, oh, it's been a bad day. Let me go grab me a whole pizza and eat it. So.
Hey, Ryan, I thought alcohol puts you in a good mood, and it's on the bad mood list here.
See, that's why I don't believe these facts. Was it coffee? You know,
coffee
makes me able to tolerate other people.
Coffee, yes.
So you got to have it.
Yep.
Well, before we came upstairs to start the show, Rich saw me walking around with something. And, of course, being in, since he's starving himself today, and not in a good mood. What are you eating?
I could smell it from around the corner.
It's something I enjoy, not every morning, but if I have a little hunger going on. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very good for your brain. It's a good mood food. It's a slice of toast with peanut butter and jelly on it. Peanut butter is a good mood food. Is it on the list?
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter is great.
Yeah. I mean, that goes straight to the brain.
It's good for you, right? I mean, it's pretty healthy.
You don't want to overdo it. I just put a schmear. A schmear is somewhere between a teaspoon and a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Right,
you know, it's got energy drinks on here. They make me jittery.
They
make me feel weird.
No, I don't. I see people, you know, especially.
But I think a lot of that is the sugar crash afterwards because they have a ton of sugar in them.
And caffeine, too.
Yeah, Jay, you've been eating a lot better now. Are you eating?
Well, I see salmon's on the list, and I've been eating a lot of salmon.
Salmon, that's good.
Yeah.
Fruits, yes? No?
Fruits, oranges, a lot of that. I've started on the yogurt thing as well.
Good.
Rosie, who sidekicks with me in the afternoon here, feeds me oranges.
She brings orange juice. She brings pretty healthy food.
And look at how healthy I am.
Yeah, you are.
So spelt.
You've been riding that bike?
So I'll say this. After looking at this list, I think it also has to do with, like, the foods that make you feel bloated afterwards put you in a bad mood. Because
that's
all
true.
The ones that put you in a good mood are lighter.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to make you maybe feel it an hour later. But then if you look at the bad mood, you're feeling in a bad mood because you just don't feel well because you maybe ate so much.
Like
there are
pizza.
Also things that are easier to overeat, like pizza,
right?
Yes, candy,
yes.
Cake, all these things. Chips. You can eat a whole bag of chips and not realize
it. You just eat one apple. I just eat one pizza. What's the difference?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
On a football Saturday, those chips kind of...
you have people over to watch a game and you put on a bowl of apples and other fruit, they're going to look at you funny.
Yeah, right.
They didn't come over.
The last time those people come over. But, you know, a lot of things on these good movies, it's the natural sugars, too. I mean, there's a lot of sugars in fruits and stuff, but it's not all the added sugar. And I think that's probably part of it as well. So
I also think there is a mental component. You know, if you know it's not good for you and you eat it. So the way you get over that is to have it and then do some kind of exercise right after.
That's what I try to do. I try to work it off.
I was going to ask, do you think that it's better to do the exercise so you can earn your food or to eat all you want and then you feel more motivated? Because I know if I'm going to watch some football on a Saturday afternoon, I go for a really good run Saturday morning or play
a
few hours of tennis.
That's a good
I feel
idea.
A little bit better about all that food that I eat later in the day.
It's all mental. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I do
because you're like, I got to make up for these calories I've already burned today.
Yeah, so that's what it's about, replenishing the calorie intake.
Oh, boy.
Remember, if it tastes good, it makes you happy.
All right, those are words to live by. We will end on that note, Greg. You guys have a great one, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
If it tastes good, it'll make you happy. Okay.
Something like that.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that's what I think Chase agrees.
Chase?
You were really a good boy during that. You didn't bark during that whole thing, did you?
Coming up later in the Cheap and Trashy, Larry King is out of the ICU and almost ready to go back to work. And Menthol Meredith has a great commentary today about why she's considering a move to New Jersey. Obviously, if you've heard the news, there's a legitimate reason why Menthol Meredith might want to go there. Right. We're ready for our first look at the roads this morning, though, at 6:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're still light to moderate all over the area this morning. We're beginning to see some incoming traffic on the 31s. East South Boulevard a little busy from Troy Highway down to Baptist. We're seeing some action on Highway 31 out of Prattville and Highway 80 in from Selma. Buckle up, drive carefully. I-65 and 85 looking good this morning. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-447. Or like us on Facebook.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a short week, didn't work Monday. That's because Monday was a holiday. 4 days to be with my boss, saying use the 4 days to get 5 days work done. 3 days was a nice weekend. I wish that a shorter week was more common. Yesterday, we were not working. Now it's only 4 days until the next weekend.
For some, that is absolutely true. At 6:32 with the timeline for January 19th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, that sounds so official. On the 19th day of the year, 346 days are left. We've already heard it's National Popcorn Day. Now, that's one that if I go to the movie theater and I buy the big thing of popcorn, I feel pretty bad about that, especially if I take that what's called butter. That's not really
what's
butter,
called
is
butter,
it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what is that?
Oil? No, you're right. It's not called butter. It's an oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tend to overdo it. My hands are all sticky.
And then after that goes out of the popcorn, in goes a box of peanut M&Ms. That's a great combination.
Is that? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I worked at the theater and we had access to it, I made a batch of just the butteriest popcorn. I said, you know, you have to ask yourself that question. What would it taste like with this much?
Sure.
This much being whatever number you design in your head of how many squirts of oil you put in the thing, and it was soggy popcorn.
But you've told us before, you let the cat out of the bag, that the popcorn early in the day Yeah, yesterday's popcorn.
Yes, it is. Well, it was back when I worked there, and that was back in 97 or something like that. So that's 20 years ago. Fraud. But, yeah, the popcorn that we had last night, we put into trash bags, seal it up, put it back there, and then the next morning,
yeah,
if we had people that were coming in to whatever, we'd put those in the warmers, let them warm back up. Oh, yeah.
That's...
Does it make a difference? I mean, is that something that's better fresh? Or
Yeah, definitely. Boy, I love the smell of fresh popcorn. It's Celebration of Life Day, and it's World Snow Day. Now, why do we need a World Snow Day? I don't know. It's a good thing it's in January, though. 1807, Robert E. Lee is born on this date in Virginia. 1809, two years later, Edgar Allan Poe is born in Boston, Massachusetts, 196 years ago, 1825, Ezra Daggett and his nephew Thomas Kennett get a patent for the process of storing food in tin cans. So tin cans, 1825.
Think about what a game changer that must have been in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Because they used to keep food in...
Tupperware?
Hey there, Matt Dillon. Don't forget to burp the Tupperware.
Remember, people used to have Tupperware parties at their house? Well,
it's a great scene in the movie Airplane when they're in the middle of the jungle. And it was called Supperware in the film.
Yeah. 181 years ago in 1840, Antarctica was discovered by Charles Wilkes. 1915, the first air raid in Britain, 1915. And by the way, it was a Zeppelin dropping bombs.
Yeah.
In 1915.
And they figured they could shoot those out of the sky.
On the east coast of England.
So they came up in Germany with the Goethe bomber, G-O-T-H-A. Interestingly, the Goethe bomber bombing Britain, which at that time had members of the Goethe family in...
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I surprise people every once in a while.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
68 years ago, in 1953, this predates me, Lucy gave birth to Desi Arnaz Jr. during a regularly scheduled episode of I Love Lucy. Now, the scriptwriters gambled that Lucille Ball would have a boy, and they wrote the script accordingly. Two-thirds of the country's TV viewers watched that episode. Yeah. I've told you before, the people that worked at the waterworks knew when there was a commercial.
Yes.
Because there were a lot of toilets flushing at the same time. 66 years ago in 1955, a presidential news conference was filmed for the first time. That was President Dwight D. Eisenhower. On that same day in 55, Scrabble debuts as a board game. 1967, Monkees are number one with a Neil Diamond song.
Oh, Daydream Believer?
Actually, it's I'm a Believer. A Neil Diamond song. And the flip side was I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. So it was a double-sided hit.
Yeah.
Now, our song of the day. It's been successfully covered many times over the years, but the original comes from a guy from Atlanta who has this top five hit when he was only 19 years old. 1967. Shh. I think we're alone now. Tommy James and the Shondells on your timeline. Kids.
Children behave. That's what they say.
That is my favorite Tommy James and the Shondell hit song.
Really? Like that. There's a whole bunch of good ones.
Yeah, I like that one.
Sweet Cherry Wine.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Crimson. Wait a minute. Crimson and Clover.
The five-minute version.
I may have to amend that because Crimson and Clover is one of my favorite songs ever. 1977, President Ford pardons Tokyo Rose. Now, Tokyo Rose was a nickname referring to several Japanese women who would broadcast the Axis propaganda to Allied troops in World War II, and eventually it became synonymous with one woman named Iva Tugari. They somehow got a hold of all the current records, all the current singles from the... So the GIs listened because they could hear good music.
Music from back home.
Yeah.
But that was quite the talk topic at that time, the pardoning of Tokyo Rose.
Yeah.
Considering she spent most of her time threatening American troops and trying to...
Morale? I mean, you know, affecting morale of the troops. 1980, Rock With You by Michael Jackson peaks at number one. That's actually a very listenable song. I kind of like that. I may do that next week. 1993, Fleetwood Mac reunited to perform at Bill Clinton's inauguration. Clinton had used Don't Stop as a theme for his campaign.
Don't Stop.
1994.
Do it again. I like it.
1994, The Animals, The Band, The Grateful Dead, Elton John, John Lennon, Bob Marley, Rod Stewart, all inducted into the Hall of Fame. So that was a good class. 2007, the first McDonald's drive-thru opened in what foreign capital?
Oh, in a foreign country?
First McDonald's drive-thru 2007.
Oh, in a foreign... Well, let's see.
Moscow.
Good. That's a good guess. Beijing.
Mm.
Beijing. Former mayor... Oh, we have birthdays here. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I suppose he's the former mayor now. Pete Buttigieg is 39. He's going to be, what, Secretary of Transportation?
He's so qualified, too.
Comedic Latino Paul Rodriguez is 66 today. Katie Sagal is 67. We know her as Peg Bundy on Married with Children. Desi Arnaz Jr., we mentioned that he's 68. Can you imagine? He's 68 now. He was on the very first issue of TV Guide as a baby in April of 53. Paula Deen is 74. Dolly Parton's how old today?
She's 75.
My gosh, you're great. You're good. Dead or alive, Shelley Fabre.
Alive.
She
alive.
Is. Johnny Angel, Johnny Angel.
I love her.
Johnny Angel. Tippi Hedren is 91 today from the Byrds. Didn't we have her on the show?
We had her on the show, and I knew her age because she was 88 when she was on our show.
We used to have that thing,
but it's no longer there.
She said that
Hitchcock.
He intimidated her. Hitchcock did.
Harassed her.
Janis Joplin, as we found out, has a birthday today. She's in the she's part of the 27 Club. That's not a good club to be in. We're 26 days till Valentine's Day. Spring begins in 60 days. MLB opening day. Play ball in 71 days on the 1st of April. And SEC football in 229 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I hope that that countdown to the start of baseball holds.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the network a lot. And there's a lot of, lately anyway, there's been some concern. Depends on what Joe says tomorrow, what his plan is.
Oh, as far as like if he rolls out a 100-day mask.
Who knows, even a lockdown of some kind. The leagues are all sort of waiting for a cue tomorrow on what they can.
Is there a chance that there would be a shortened season again?
Yes, or they'll start later and they'll play a lot of doubleheaders to make up the games. Because the players want to play the whole 162 games so they make their full salary. The owners don't want to do that unless they can have fans, because without that source of revenue...
That's why I do all 3 hours here in the morning, so they, you know, get paid the full amount.
Yeah, no, you'll get docked if you leave here at 8:52 some morning. You got to watch it. The boss is here. He keeps the time clock. Right now it is 6:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Today will be the nicest day of the week weather-wise. Take that to the bank. A warmer day, good bit of sunshine. We'll add on 5 degrees to yesterday's high temperature. Take us to about 64. We may get to 65. Tonight, I think a weak front drifts through in the overnight hours. There could be an isolated shower, I suppose, in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45, so much warmer tonight. In fact, we are done with freezing temperatures for a while after this morning. The high temperature on tomorrow, Wednesday, will be in the low 60s. Dry, more sun. Showers likely Thursday night and Friday. No severe weather expected. Low 60s, and then back to dry weather and mild on Saturday. Right now, this morning, the temperature is 30, but the wind chill factor is 25 at 644.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, Larry King doing some kind of a show from his hospital room. We'll check that out.
Now, where does he do shows now?
A lot of what he does are like infomercials.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
You know, the time we wake up in the morning, you'll see a lot of those on TV. Somebody must watch those because they still make them and they still do them.
Yep.
But Menthol Meredith also with an important point today, kind of newsworthy. We'll get this on just after 7 o'clock. Why she is considering a move to New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
We all want to find out. I mean, I just love her logic. Right now, though, we'll see how the roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
645.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've been light all morning long, but boy, folks are beginning to roll into Montgomery now. We're seeing a lot of cars inbound on 231 from Wetumpka. The boulevard is getting a little busy now, as well as 31 out of Prattville. A lot more cars headed into town. We have no accidents to report so far. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. Well, lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassles. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Male actors who plagues...
Some chill NATO. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Missing shingles, you're seeing dark spots on your roof. One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you a loner who can't seem to make friends?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a pill that will make your loneliness go away.
Really? How do I get one?
simply order the Lonely Pill online, and when it arrives, you're no longer alone.
So, do I swallow it?
No, silly. The pill is your friend. We don't swallow friends. We give them nicknames.
Oh, does it really work, though?
Of course it might. Just hear from this happy customer.
I used to be a loser who was all alone, but now my best friend Pilly and I are losers together.
Wow. I'm going to order a Lonely Pill right now.
Order now and get free googly eyes.
It's like he's staring straight into my soul. I love you, Pilly.
Who needs real human friends when you can buy the Lonely Pill? Buy yours today. Results may vary.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And we begin the Cheap and Trashy with a very explosive story.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yesterday, we broke this during happy hour in the afternoon. Huh? You know those Gwyneth Paltrow candles that are supposed to... Yeah, smell like... Her, yeah. Yeah, in the most intimate way. Mm-hmm. A woman in Britain, North London, specifically, who won one of those goop candles as a door prize, took it home, lit it, and it exploded.
Oh, no.
No, it was better than that. Give me a... Can I have the better explosion, please?
That's more like it.
An inferno, this is her description, inferno of flames shot out of the candle. It exploded amid huge flames with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze and it was too hot to touch. Her boyfriend managed to get the fire under control and threw the candle outside. It could have burned the place down. So if you possess or have one in your pantry... or some other place, you might want to dispose of that.
What a Freudian slip that was.
I have them frequently.
I know. I noticed that.
That was the dumbest idea, and I'm thinking, who the bejeebers would buy that? And apparently, the first...
Doesn't Bubba have a candle that smells like Bubba? No?
That's why I never used to smoke near the... I'd wait till I was completely outside and the door was closed before I lit anything. And now, live from the hospital, it's Larry King out of ICU.
Larry King Live starts right now.
Line two, you're on the air.
This is just the nurse's station, Mr. King.
Oh, then just get me a pudding cup.
Will do, Mr. King.
What's your name?
Carla.
My guest tonight plays Carla on Cheers. Rhea Perlman, let me ask you something.
Okay.
There's a stage manager in here I don't recognize. Who's this guy?
He's your doctor, Mr. King.
Dr. John is my guest tonight on Larry King Live.
We will get weekly updates from Larry.
He's 85? What is he?
87, I think. 87. A little older than that. There's a list of celebrity baby names. Why do celebrities do this? It's like Frank Zappa with Moon Unit and stuff. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have a daughter named Daisy Dove. That's one of the more normal names on the list. Ed Sheeran and Sherry Seaborn, their daughter is Lyra Antarctica.
How about Northwest? Remember?
Yeah. And I think they're going to end up getting divorced before they can fill out the rest of the compass. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden have a daughter named Radix, R-A-D-D-I-X. That sounds like a social media site.
The whole River Phoenix family has it.
Maybe the worst is the son of Jason Lee and Beth Riesgraff. This kid's name is Pilot Inspector, with a K in the Inspector.
Jeez.
You know, if you want to change your name to Pilot Inspector from Jason Lee, you're free to do that. But to hang that on a baby who has no choice.
Right.
Sorry, that's just wrong. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, I didn't even know they were dating, but they broke up because they're at different points in their lives, which is, by the way, a big reason why many people
How many people
up.
have has he dated? He's always on the cheap and trashy.
Yeah, he is. I will always be somewhat grateful to Ben Affleck because he got me into the Globe with his drinking.
Right.
And you know what? I cannot get a copy of that to save my life. Who is that? Yeah. Who is that down
Chase
there?
Chase was going, can't get a copy of the Globe.
Tom Brady played catch with Drew Brees' son after their playoff game the other day. Coca-Cola and Pepsi are not buying ads during the Super Bowl. They just don't think it would be right during a pandemic, although Pepsi will sponsor the halftime show as they have for many years.
They've spent millions.
Yeah. I wonder what spots are going for. A, I don't think the game is going to get over 100 million viewers. I'll place that bet with anybody.
Now, if you're an advertiser and you don't even know if the game's going to be canceled because of COVID on the team, why would you spend millions of dollars? You know, a lot of the ads are not being sold.
It's possible that there could be an outbreak on one of the two teams participating.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
They have to postpone the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Skip the famous songs with celebrities in the lyrics. Pearl Jam sent a cease and desist order to a band that likes to play their music and calls themselves a cover band. The band claims the fake Pearl Jam band that they were kind of heartbroken. So they send an angry letter back to the real Pearl Jam saying, "This isn't the Pearl Jam we know and love, the Pearl Jam that stands up for social issues and against corporate giants until it's their money. Learn a lesson, will you?" Garth Brooks said, "For my next trick, I will make my career disappear." He'll be performing at Joe's inauguration.
But he did say that he's Republican, but he's going to perform at the inauguration.
Yeah, right. I will bet. It's like the guy, there was a Republican, I think in Michigan. He rode in to Congress in Michigan on Trump's coattails, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then voted to impeach him. He's one of the 10 Republicans. Yesterday, he's in an article. He's a freshman guy. He says, "I think my political career may have ended."
You think?
Because of the blowback he's getting from his constituents. Nice going. They'll find somebody brighter to take your place, I am sure. A little bit later this morning, we're going to see some tech here in the studio.
I can't wait for that. What is
courtesy
it?
Courtesy of DCCI, our communications consultants.
They're coming in this morning?
They're bringing in, you know, when you think walkie-talkie, you think, you know, kind of the Remco, the kinds of stuff we had as kids. But the walkie-talkies they have can be transmitted. They have powerful transmitters. And nothing gets in their way.
Yeah, they hit a tower. That's probably what they do.
So for a business that wants real communication, in fact, these two-way communications that they offer, not just walkie-talkies, but so many other ways they can help a business, three people can accomplish the work of four if they have the right technology at hand. And that's what Darden Communications Consultants helps businesses do. That's a 25% increase in productivity without training a new person and all the expense that goes with hiring a person. Lots and lots of options for two-way radios. Once you've decided to move forward, arrange a consultation. DCCI will deploy and train your team on how to use their products by demonstrating and practicing. They're local right here in the city of Wetumpka. No shipping equipment or waiting 2 weeks for anything. And David Darden has years of experience working on everything communications. If you're interested in enhancing the efficiency and production of your business, call them at 780-1112, 780-1112, or take a peek at the company online at dcci.com. That's dcciCOMM.com, and click on the product spotlight tab to learn more.
You remember when you got your first walkie-talkies? Was that the greatest?
It was amazing.
The funnest thing in the world.
It was, but they didn't last. No. Batteries died quickly, and sometimes, you know, those old Big D batteries, they would leak.
That's true.
And when they did that, forget it. There was no restoring the product, so. But
that was one of the most memorable Christmas presents.
Yeah. Oh, man, you couldn't wait to test the thing out. These will be fun. I think we'll be able to demonstrate these here in the building.
You had siblings. Walkie-talkies didn't do anything for me. It's an only child.
Oh, yeah.
You got friends.
And then you had to be on the right channel, right?
I mean, I'm sorry, Jay. Was I insensitive in talking about all the fun of a walkie-talkie?
Did you have a walkie-talkie?
No, I didn't. No. We had walkie-talkies for practical purposes, like when we were going on trips and had to take two cars.
Yeah.
And so he'd have one, you know, well, Dad would have one.
That's
or
a
the
good idea.
Group car would have one, and then we'd have the other one. But, I mean, it was, as an only child, I didn't ask for things that involved, I didn't get board games.
Right. You didn't have anybody to play with, right? Did you ever have a CB radio in your car?
Didn't do that. No. I believe Darden also can provide those, you know, in the,